Welcome to this week's Dirt Shed Show. I'm Neil Donoghue.
I'm Blake Sampson.
And we're on location this week out in Spain for some riding and filming.
Yes, but the weather has turned for today and it's started to rain, but that hasn't stopped us. We thought we'd sit indoors.
Yeah, and in this week's show, we're talking about some of the left field types of bikes that we've ridden, including that unicycle you've ridden. And that leads us on to the controversial new Snowbike World Championship that's just happened.
Yeah, and we have a very exciting bike partnership, which will be announced later on. It's all coming up in this week's show. Yes, welcome to this week's Dirt Shed Show, and we have a very controversial bit of chat that we need to talk about.
Yeah. Unicycles aren't controversial. We'll get into that bit in a minute.
But do you like it? Is it pointless?
What, unicycling?
Yeah.
I've never seen the point in it. I mean, it looks like something a clown would do.
That's what I said, because I tried to learn how to ride a unicycle in a day and try hit a trail in the same day. It was really hard, and my respect goes out to them.
Does it?
Have you seen those blokes doing trials? They were doing gaps. Yeah. I've watched videos before learning it. I was like, these guys are nuts.
Do you think you're going to do it again?
No, yes, maybe. It'd probably be a party trick. At a party.
It's kind of my thing. Like, I don't mind seeing it, but I'm just not interested. And there's a few, I mean, we've ridden some pretty daft bikes.
Yeah.
The random tandem, arguably, Martin probably wouldn't say it was daft.
Yeah.
But the side hack that you built,
I built a side hack for you to get. You were the monkey and I was a captain. For once, I was in control of your life.
I mean, that was kind of fun, but I don't think I'd ever want to go and do it again. That's kind of like how I would feel about unicycles.
Yeah.
Which makes me think, what's the point? Mountain bike is good enough.
It is, but what I'd like to point out, right, Ed Pratt. You heard of him?
Yes, you mentioned
him.
He
circumnavigated the globe on a unicycle.
Yeah, imagine if he had another wheel.
It took him three and a bit years. It was ridiculous. Imagine, I don't know how you would balance up, but how would he walk after all that balance?
It got me thinking about this, because the unicycling thing, but also this Snowbike World Championship. So we talked about it a few weeks ago. So this is the first time this has ever happened. They did Super G. So the winners were the first ever Super G Snowbike World Champions were Morgan, Such, and Pierre Thévenard, but also Danny Hart was there, Vincent Tupin, Dylan Levesque, and Sabrina Jaunier, old Daniel racer.
Yeah.
Danny Hart was fifth, I believe.
Okay.
But what do you think about it? I'm not comfortable with it. I think we talked about it before, but it's not a thing. People don't go out and do Super G on their bikes on snow.
Yeah.
So why is it a world championship? There wasn't much to be seen of it either.
I have no idea. But if it comes to the Mega Avalanche or the Mountain of Hell, I think there's a place for it there.
Yeah,
because it's only a section.
Exactly, and it's part of the racing from the top of the mountain to the bottom.
You wouldn't race on the snow. There is one thing that does pop up that we did do back in the day. It was called White Style, and we did slope style event in the snow.
I've done things like that as well.
Jumping, and I didn't enjoy that. Didn't like it.
I've done a four cross race on the snow. It was called Teen Airwaves back in there. It was kind of fun, but my kind of thing is, it feels like I'm missing the point, or they haven't told us what the point is.
Yeah.
Someone, Matt, our cameraman, just mentioned that maybe there's a spot in the Winter Olympics available for mountain biking for Daniel. I would be really disappointed if that was the way that downhill got into Olympics. It was on the snow.
Snow, yeah.
That would be wrong for me, but we don't know that. Jump in the comments, definitely. What did you think of it? It was very hard to find much coverage. I saw some stuff on social media. But is it something that you want to see? Is it the future for mountain bikes? I know we've talked about ski resorts having a bad time, particularly at the moment with hardly any snow. So is that the kind of the point of this, trying to get those resorts visitors in the off season?
Would you call it seasonal cross-contamination?
I don't know, would you? How'd you say it again?
Seasonal cross-contamination.
I guess, I don't know, do you take a bike and a snowboard next time you go? I don't know.
Skis down A-line, will you?
Yeah.
In the summer, not in the winter.
Am I missing the point? Is there one? Jump in the comments down below if you think there's a good reason for this, and support it, definitely, if you think you can.
All right, before we hit the news of the rest of the world, it's time for the big announcement, Neil. So out to you and I on the trail. Excited?
Exciting news from us here at JMBM. We can announce a new bike partner.
Yes, come with us. We are super excited to announce our partnership with Propane Bicycles for the up-and-coming future.
And we're here in Spain riding them. Blake, this is my Thai ECF, and you're getting to ride. You're lucky,
yeah, I am actually. Nicked your bike, Neil, and I'm riding it.
And what have you got coming?
Oh, I've got a Spindrift, and I've got the e-bike, which is the...
Ikano.
That's it.
Amazing. Yeah, you'll see these in our videos coming up.
What's up, everyone? It is Dirt Shed Show 466, which is a special anniversary for us, marking 3 years since Toff and I first appeared on your screens on Dirt Shed Show 310.
Hi, guys. My name's Tom.
Everyone calls me Toff. This is a new section of the show. It's going to be called Sickest Thing of the Week.
Hopefully, you're not sick of us yet. Onwards with news from Vittoria, as the brand relaunched their tyre inserts with two new models of Airline and Protect, the Enduro and the Downhill. Weighing in at 135 grams in a 29er for the Enduro model and the higher density foam of the Downhill model tipping the scales at 185 grams for a 29er. No more need for cutting and rejoining. These boast a new shape compatible with 2.4 to 2.6 inch tyres, offering impact protection and lateral stability for your tyre in corners whilst not detracting from that vital air volume in the tyre carcass. 60 euros gets you an insert with a tubeless compatible valve. A little show and tell for you now, Purple Haze. Historically associated with royalty, the colour purple represents power and high standing, and that's the new limited edition theme for a number of Haze Dominion brakes. Originally featured in this colour in the year 2000, they are back, and the purple stoppers will be adorning the bikes of many Haze-sponsored pro riders. But there are also an undisclosed number available on a first-come, first-served basis to you. So if you want to kit your bike out like Brendog, world champion Charlie Hatton, Remy Metallier, or the hottest new property on the World Cup downhill circuit, Frameworks Racing, then don't delay. A few quick updates to round out. The Canyon Northwave team has rebranded to become Canyon City. Muckoff have a new product in the form of a lightweight carbon fiber pump, which will get your tires up to 130 PSI, weighs just 132 grams, and will also make your wallet 50 pounds lighter. And RK have released the Extra, an interesting new enduro bike which features a rail system driving the shock to provide a perfectly linear progression curve to give you solid support throughout the shock's full travel. Just over 2 kilos for a medium-sized frame without the shock. Three nice pastel colours and a variety of builds. Check them out on the RK website now. All right, that's all from me this week. Let's head over to Toff for the sickest thing.
Right, this week's sickest thing has to be this new video from Brandon Semenuk and Red Bull called Afterlife. I've watched this a few times now and I'm not actually sure how many artistic layers this thing has, but I'll try and decode it for you. So he's taken these old school tricks, I'm guessing from when he actually started riding, to be honest, such as like the no-foot can one-hander, which he does in a backflip, and then a candy bar. I'm not gonna lie, candy bar is the wackest trick of all time. I'm actually gonna say that because I believe it, it's true. But he also does that in a backflip, and I think they're both MBDs, which is crazy. But yeah, he's putting like respect on these old school tricks from when he started riding, putting his sauce on them. The video game tricks are mental. Like, he does like a decade late whip. It's either a decade late whip or a three down whip to late whip, which is kind of like the reverse windshield wiper. And then like bringing over this like contemporary BMX-y kind of riding over to mountain biking, such as the backlash to late bar spin, and then that disaster to late bar spin, which you can tell he hasn't used his brake, which makes it like way more crazy. Congrats to the whole team. This is like definitely one of the most full-bodied video parts, at least of my generation growing up watching it. Like, it's got layers, man. Like, the layers are good. Right, that's my sickest thing this week. Time to go back to the shed.
Some interesting comments about last week's show, actually, where Rich and Anna talked about social media.
Ooh, yeah, the very, controversial.
Is it? Well, yeah. Some people don't think so. Kenneth Ward says, one day last summer, there were several dudes at the local head of the local flow trail fiddling with cameras and stopping to review each other. He basically goes on to say they were courteous enough to stay on the side. They had fun their way, didn't stop others from having fun, so it's all right.
Yeah.
And McAdoo says, it's nice to watch mountain bike videos when you're unable to ride due to weather, military missions, work or injury.
Oof.
So you can get better lines or...
Yeah.
That's quite good.
I have had a few comments on the trail saying, oh, thank you very much. It's helped me through a really tough time of my life, which is good. It's a good thing, isn't it?
I think that's cool, yeah. Michael Jordan, I wonder if he's a real Marshall.
Ooh, many.
Says, if you're worried about social media ruining your riding, you're riding for the wrong reasons and should just quit now. That had lots of thumbs up. So I get that.
I get that one.
Yeah. Anyway, into hacks and bodges, which I think is pretty strong this week.
Hacks and bodges, Neil. Now, the best hack or bodge of this series will get one of these.
Look at that. That is fresh. Our fresh GM engines in Shrewsbury Town colours.
Is it Shrewsbury Town colours?
Yeah, yellow and blue.
Did you have anything to do with that?
I didn't have anything to do with that. There you go.
You should have said
nice one, nice.
Anyway.
Kicking off with homemade tools.
Oh, I love a good homemade tool.
I know you. That's why I put it in.
Yes, look at it. What is
so
it?
So this is Matt, who basically had a bent, you know, your mech hanger.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he couldn't believe how expensive the proper tools are. You know, you screw them into where your mech hanger.
Yeah.
And it basically, you measure the gap between your wheel hole way around to make sure it's straight. And he's made one, basically, with a bar and a threaded bit of a, what's that called? A bolt.
That's a bolt and a nut nail, yeah.
Simple, but effective.
Yeah, yeah, that is good.
And how much would that cost in scrap metal?
Peanuts, if you had it laying around in the garage.
Can't buy scrap metal peanuts.
Depends on who's selling it. Monkey, probably, yes.
And now, another homemade tool. Actually, I forgot about this one. This is Derek, who is riding out Santa Cruz Hightower, what? North Carolina.
What is he?
So he wanted to put, you know, some new hardware into his shock, and you need a press, basically, to push your old bushings out.
Yeah.
So he's got a G-clamp, and what was the other thing he's got? Basically, got a T-adapter. What's a T-adapter?
So that T-adapter is a plumbing. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's actually pretty good.
It was left over from a B-Day install.
B-Day.
That's a C-clamp. I thought it was a G-clamp. What's the difference between a C-clamp and a G-clamp? Get involved in the comments down below.
One looks like a C and one looks like a
G. That's why I thought I like a G. I think that's good. Bit of a bodge, but it works. Derek and his B-Day or Matt and his bit of peanut metal?
I would say peanut metal's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Peanut metal, well done. Congratulations, you have won the race jersey in Shrewsbury colours. I was going to say Swansea.
STFC. Right, there you go. Send us in your hacks and bodges using the link to the uploader, which is in the description of this video down below.
Right, great way to support the channel is to head over to our merch store where we have an abundance of great threads to purchase.
Have we? We've got some new T-shirts. These are the GMBN emblem.
Emblem.
I find that very hard to say, GMBN emblem. Emblem. This is Dark Heather. That one is?
The green. I would say green.
Got a better name than that. I bet it's more jazzy than just green.
Heather.
No, this is Dark Heather.
Oh, this is green heather.
Okay, better not next time. Anyway, things we liked this week. You're on the Dartfest thing.
I am, yeah. It's been all over there. It's been all over my social media. People are actually sending it super out of their comfort zone, doing backflips on jumps that you look at and go, no, thank you.
What about the Tom Eisted and Carson Storch situation?
Oh, that was a very close call.
Was that a bit of a headwind, I guess?
I guess so. But then you would have thought that Carson would have jumped her because he would be following Eisted. But Eisted messed up. He didn't have the right speed. He jumped off at the last second and caught the landing like,
wow, nice.
Like butter.
It's bad, isn't it?
But then Carson didn't. He landed and, oh my gosh. Take a look at this. It's ridiculous.
Chaos, Seagrave flipped the 90-footer.
He did.
Veerbeck cleared the 90-footer. Is that the first girl over that 90-footer? I don't know. It was massive. On to more big things, but further away. Tasmania, hardline, Bernard Kerr sending it off that road gap, sprinting and bottoming. That's pretty terrifying as well.
Look at his ankles.
Although I think I'd rather do that than hardline. Hardline, Dartfest even.
You would rather do hardline than
Dartfest?
No, I'd do Dartfest.
Well, yeah.
You've got big rocks to compete against. That's like smooth sailing, man.
Right, so the caption contest. Last week's picture of Steve Jones.
Praying, by the looks of it.
It looks like he's squatting as well, not sitting down.
Is that an e-bike?
An optional illusion. I don't actually know. And user PM1UI2UV5B needs a better username. They say, I pray that was an Imodium and not a Miralax I just took.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I get it now. Right, a better username is from Robert Sturble, 7338. It says, please, God, give me the courage to hit the jump at the end of the dual slalom course. Yes. But he didn't hit it. He hates jumping.
The gift that keeps on giving. That was at least 2 years ago. DJ Simply Seth says, please, I pray, let my bowels hold until the end of the ride.
Yeah, he is catching on in, you know, in life.
There's a lot of
it's hard to hold on to things, I guess.
So what are we going with? That age. Steve being scared of jumps or bowels?
I think Steve's scared of jumps.
All right, Robert Strobel, you win a stunt mug for your comment. Here's this week's caption contest photo. Ooh. Leave your funny captions down below and you can win something.
You win the stunt mug, not something, the stunt mug. Let us know. Hashtag caption contest in the comments down below.
We're into the bike vault.
Yeah, we are.
Kicking off golden hour.
Oh, Neil, I put, you know, this one right here, look, it's been converted to one speed. It's a one speed hardtail Sonobea, two bottles in the sunshine. It's flat there and it looks like it's an absolute mile muncher, that rig.
Gravelly. Leave us your name because we don't know whose bike
it is. We actually don't know who it is. But it's a super nice.
It is. Jungle Bell.
Ooh.
This is Frank's Evil Reckoning V2. Custom built.
Brand new, Neil.
Look at the colours on it. What cassette is that?
It's SRAM.
It's not SRAM. It's SRAM. It's orange.
The cassette. Yeah. Oh, sorry, the cassette.
I don't know what it is. It's kind of a burgundy, orangey coloured.
Oh, it's super nice, Neil.
Bang it.
Ooh, look.
Wow. This is Marco's Commissar Meta HT Race in frozen brown.
Yep, frozen brown.
Toronto. Right. New bike day. Purchased my first aggressive hardtail, dying for the season to start.
Super nice, Neil.
That is a cool boy.
Nice. I like how he's called it frozen brown, being in, you know, winter over there.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
This is Jamie's Vitus Escarp 290 CRS in Northern Ireland.
I do like those bikes.
Oh, look, this is my new training bike for fitness for my motorbike race in British Championship.
There we go.
Oh, let us know if you ever want tickets, boys. British Championship, what? Is that road or is that motocross?
Hang on, question.
What?
I think we should super nice that.
Yeah, go on.
Super nice. I'm joking, it is a super nice. I actually quite like those bikes.
Yeah. Oh.
Ooh. Now, what is that?
It's a pot of gold. Ibis Ritmo V1. This is
a pot of gold.
California. It's called Suicide Trail.
Oh, don't go down it.
I was sneaking a quick solo ride and got a chance to see a beautiful rainbow on top of the mountain. Oh,
super nice, Neil.
That's a good looking bike, actually.
It's very nice.
Nice,
yeah.
Colour as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Super nice.
Ooh. Oh my gosh.
Now look at this rig.
Kind of, I thought it was a kid's bike, it's not.
No.
It's just the perspective looks a bit weird.
It's incredible. Look how the top tube matches with the seat stays on that rig.
It is.
It's a high pivot, it's belt driven.
So it's a 2024 Zero G3 in Western Oz.
Mm-hmm.
It's a dyno rig ready for the 24 season.
Oh, and it's got the Manitou Dorados on the front, man. It's got purple hubs, matches purple pedals.
It's a good looking bike. Gearbox bike, aren't they, Zeros?
It's incredible.
Do you know what I mean? It kind of looks like a kid's bike. Why is it
does.
Like that? But it looks amazing.
It's super nice right there.
That is banging bike.
Right.
Don't see me.
Oh.
And on a nuke-proof Scout on the outskirts of Wolverhampton.
So, the little description there. She said she couldn't find any frame details, like decals, to put on her bike that really wanted. So she went and bought so many flower stickers to put on her bike. I thought they were painted on there. It's not for everyone's taste, but she's the one riding it.
Not everyone's cup of tea.
Yeah, I love it. That's a super nice. Super nice. Even on the forks.
Craig Specialized Enduro. Clent Hills, is this like a West Midlands special you put together?
I think so, Neil. But what, you know, the thing about this, what I saw about these is the tyres, right? They're Mazzas, but they're the E-Mazzas. So he's running on a normal bike. It's not even an e-bike.
Yeah, it's all right, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fine.
Craig says, took my big bouncy out for a spin, surprisingly capable climber.
Yeah.
And single tracks for long travel enduro.
Super nice there, Neil.
Yeah, super nice and everything.
Oh.
Coratec.
Never heard of it.
I have.
Have
you? Yeah, they used to have a World Cup team. So this is Gustavo's bike. This is in São Paulo, Brazil.
It's super nice, Neil. Look at the wood on the back. Look at that. That must have taken time. Is that wood? Was that brick?
2019 Coratec Revolution iLink SR 120mm.
Super capable bike. That's super capable. Super nice.
Nice to see bikes from our South American view as well. I don't get that so often. That's really cool.
Oh.
This is Andrew's Nukeproof Giga 290 in Warncliffe Woods. That's good there. Steve Peace local.
Smile before it's too late. Yeah. As take what? Your bike for a ride.
Ah.
There you go. I'm just saying that.
That is Steve Pete and Loose Dog's Neck of the Woods up there in Sheffield. Some good riding.
Super nice. Super nice.
Finishing on Mike's 2022 Marin Alpine Trail custom build.
Look at that.
Ontario, not a Canadian one.
Look at that. I do like the colours of the fox on the fork.
Oh, yeah.
It's beautiful.
Pretty jazzy. Go on, Blake.
Super nice. It's a full super nice Dutch.
Was it?
Look at that.
get involved as well. Send your bikes into the bike vault and we'll check them out. We've got loads of cool ones.
Nice or nice.
Let's see some more South American ones as well.
Oh, yes, please.
Coming up on the channel this week, on Sunday, we've got Do Heavier Riders Descend Faster. Anna and Rich tried this one out with some weights.
Oh, interesting. And we've got one, 5 things you shouldn't do on your bike, but we always do. Filmed out here in Spain.
And then on Thursday, do you remember that road trip we did, me, you and Rich, just a couple of weeks ago?
How can I not forget?
Did a very fun road trip with some brand new bikes that you'll get to see on Thursday. That's it from this week's Dirt Share Show. We'll be back in the UK next week.
Yes, we are.
A bit more fun.
Hopefully with a bit more of a tan.
We're riding Pure Riding Bike Park next couple of days.
Yes.
It's exciting.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for watching. See you next time. See ya.